Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. All of our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. We're going to pick up where we left off. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. We're going to talk some college football recruiting, but we wanted to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder, where they are at this point. But I am curious, out of the Western Conference, who is the team in your mind, James, that can beat Golden State? Because Magic Johnson already came out, and he believes that it is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, I think the Thunder would be that team. The Thunder can score with Golden State. And, again, they have the two best players in the game, or two of the top six players in the game, that, you know, on any given night, they can go out and give you 60, 65, 70 points. I mean, that's how many teams can say that about their roster. And the Thunder can play small ball. Their small ball unit is one of the top three or four small ball units in the NBA. But the Thunder may not want to do that. They have a couple of young bigs that's tough for Golden State to match up with. Again, it comes down to, I think, perimeter defense for Oklahoma City. And again, I think Magic, who was really a lot better two-way player than everybody ever gave him credit for, he could guard four positions.
Right.
Well, actually, he could guard five, couldn't he? Because he actually played center some and showed that he could guard that percentage. So, you know, you're talking about a guy there that, you know, we consider a great offensive point guard, but no, he was a great two-way player. He knows that the Thunder can get better defensively through hard work, really caring about it. And again, doing some of the basic things of showing that they want to do it. All right, guards have torched the Thunder all year. I mean, guards that aren't really great scoring guards. They've torched them, had career games. So here you're taking on Curry, who may be the best scoring guard, or is the best scoring guard in the NBA. Klay Thompson, who, as the Splash Brothers, one of the best. Both are all-stars. And then the rest of the team seems to shoot threes as well as anybody. Well, are you going to guard him or not? Are you going to get out on him? And even if you do guard him, you know, he's still going to get 30 against you, but just don't let him get 50 or don't let him go crazy. So, yeah, I think the Thunder can beat the Warriors. I think the Spurs can beat the Warriors. You know, we'll see about the Cavs. The Cavs have not matched up well against the Warriors, but they're pounding Oklahoma City. How about that stat with King James against KD? It's 19-4. Did I read that right? I mean, that's every time they've matched up in Cleveland, or LeBron's teams have won that many times. See, that's interesting when you think about it. So, but no, I think the Thunder, again, we have a little time before the playoffs start. And again, this is a young Thunder team. Look at the ages of Adams, Kanter, Painter, the point guard. You know, in many respects, KD and Russ. You know, this is a young team still, so they have a chance still to get better.
James, the Thunder halftime, you talk about some of the remaining games. Golden State Saturday night, and then next Wednesday at Golden State, they play the Spurs three more times. And also, they're at Portland. That is one of the hottest teams right now in the NBA. Terry Stotts has done a fabulous job. How do you see them muscling through some of these very difficult games and stretches?
You know, don't they have the Clippers twice, too?
Oh, okay.
You know, so, yeah, they're playing. They had an easy portion of their schedule. That's why when they blew some of those games, you said, man, you guys are going to have a hard time making those games up. And that still will be the case, right? You know, it's still going to be tough making some of these games up here, considering who they're playing and what they're doing. So their schedule is formidable. But if you can win it, see, I'm always looking at things with the glass half full. Let's say the Thunders, you know, let's say they beat Golden State a couple of times, and they beat the Clippers a couple of times, and, you know, they handle the Spurs a couple of times, because you're not going to beat them all every time, but mm-hmm. Let's say you do.
Right.
And let's say you consistently go through this. How confident are you going to be? Remember, they always have KD, and they always have Russ, and as long as they stay healthy, you know, that's going to be a good look. And by the way, I'm one guy that likes how Russ dresses, so I just want to let you know that. I don't quite look as good as he does.
You don't wear skinny jeans?
It just doesn't quite go on me, you know? I mean, you know, now I could be his guy, you know, if he wants me to model, you know, I could be that guy that doesn't have that perfect body, and I think I will increase his sales. But, you know, hey, he hasn't called me yet. You know, but, you know, again, you know, those, you always have those two guys on the court. So if they can navigate through this schedule, and most people don't feel like they will, I think they'll handle it pretty well, and I still think they're going to end up a number two or number three seed, and that's where they want to be. It's not realistic that you're going to be the number one seed, but if you're number two or number three, you avoid Golden State until the finals. And, yeah, San Antonio's tough, but, hey, they've been matching up with San Antonio for years, and so that's what, and let the Clippers, you know, mess around with Golden State and see what they can do with them.
You were listening to the voice of James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. And as promised, we're going to shift gears. It is time to recap National Signing Day from earlier this month. And I know that our listeners are very anxious to get your thoughts on how things turned out specifically for the Oklahoma Sooners. What were their total commitments?
Well, they ended up, with a class that was ranked by the 24/7 Sports Network, one of the top 20 classes in the country. And they ended up with a class when you get Caleb Kelly at the end. It's a class that a lot of people were really impressed with. And, I think that what they did, their ability at the end to get Kelly to finish by getting Farrar, wide receiver out of South Lake Carroll. This kid's 6'4", 205, runs a 4.5 40. I mean, just a tremendous, athlete that they get at the end there. And, I think that's, a very good get for them when it was all said and done. So I think this class ends up, to be a class that I think people will be happy about. Austin Kendall's already on campus. Two of the JUCO linemen they've already signed are on campus, will fight for those open starting offensive line positions. So that's a positive in what they've got going. The addition of the wide receiver Jones that they got out of Alabama late, I think is a positive addition along with Farrar. But the outside linebackers, they've got to find linebackers. And this spring, that's going to be important. Ricky DeBerry, who they signed last year and redshirted, I think they love. And, they hope that he can replace Eric Stryker. Then you hope Kelly or one of the two kids from Lackawanna. Hey, their nickname are the Looney Tunes. How about that? So, hey, when you're bringing in the Looney Tunes, you got to have, they got to be good, right?
Right.
That's what you're thinking, right? So, yeah, so some of these guys, and, with Sanchez graduating too, they have an open corner position. And Mike Stoops openly says when he's asked about the defense for next year, he says, I've got to find a corner. Now, Kerry Cooks is an outstanding secondary coach. So you're bringing in a couple of kids, and Parker and Motley from the East Coast, Parker from the West Coast, to go with PJ and Bonasaur and Dakota Austin. Those are kind of the four guys that will be battling for that one spot. And they need somebody to step up and be Sanchez, who, of course, is now at the Combine and doing some things with the NFL, and hopefully Zach will have a great career. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Good recruiting class coming in. A number of these guys will help right away. Heck, Austin Kendall may be the backup quarterback next year. And so a lot of them are going to be counted upon, and they're going to need him for next season.
He knows the stuff. Senior writer with OU Insider. Check him out, Oklahoma247sports.com. And you can also listen to him on KREF in Norman, Oklahoma, Monday through Friday. Always an honor, James, when you're on the program, and sincerely appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Hey, anytime. Just call anytime. I look forward to it. Thank you.
The NBA conversation continues with Jared Greenberg from NBA TV right after this quick timeout.